All really successful individuals fervently desire and expect to win, no matter what curves life throws at them. Think about Helen Keller, who graduated magna cum laude and devoted her life to the service of others, although she had been deaf and blind since infancy. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he had polio, and the modern artist Matisse created some of his best work when he was nearly blind and aged and bedridden. A young woman named Patty Catalano overcame the self-destructive habits of overeating and chain smoking to become one of the top 10 marathon runners in the world. And I remember a little black girl who took her optimism from the back streets of Harlem to the center court at Wimbledon, Althea Gibson. In spite of their bloodlines and handicaps, they expected to do their best. They wanted to achieve and expected to excel. You know, I thrive on optimism. I had a 97-year-old neighbor who planted an orange and a grapefruit tree seedling in his backyard because he wanted freshly squeezed juice, even though it would be 4 years before the trees would bear fruit. I went right out and bought a young redwood tree that I could nurture, and you know how long they live. Yeah, I'm a sucker for an optimist. When I see an optimist, I always say, "Here, stand on my shoulders and see the view. How does it look from up there?" When I see an optimistic stockbroker or a car salesman or a real estate broker or a service agent, I want to invest my money and my time with them. When I go into a clothing store and the optimistic sales clerk says, "That suit just jumps to life on your body," I'm putty in their hands. Something happens to me when I try on clothes and the clerk admires my reflection in the full-length mirror and he or she says, "You know, you really do something for that suit. It looks like $1 million on you." Well, with them so optimistic about me and the way I look, there's no way I'm going to leave that poor, forlorn $400 suit hanging on the rack to die when it can jump to life on my body. Of course, I buy it. But there's more to positive self-expectancy than meets the eye. Medical researchers have discovered that the body produces natural morphine-like substances that operate on certain receptor sites in the brain and spinal cord. These natural internal opiates are called endorphins. Secreted and used by the brain, endorphins reduce the experience and screen out unpleasant stimuli. In fact, the presence of endorphins actually causes the feeling of well-being. In one related study, actors were wired to electrodes and connected to blood catheters. They were then asked to perform various scenes. When they portrayed characters who were angry or depressed, endorphin levels dropped. But when the scene called for emoting joy and confidence and love, endorphins shot up dramatically. Science has shown that positive thoughts produce endorphins. Endorphins, in turn, encourage feelings of optimism and well-being. So it works both ways. You sing because you're happy, and you're happier because you sing. 60 to 70% of the population who visit physicians are sick as a result of an emotional feeling or a stress because of the pressure they feel from life. That's why it's so critically important to remember that the key to winning positive self-expectancy is for you and me to understand that in the long run, every individual receives just about what he or she expects. And if you have the faith that if you do things in the right way, you'll be rewarded accordingly. You'll be a winner. Optimism is a way of life.